And one of the most notorious crimes in America took place 60 years ago today in suburban Cleveland during the early hours of July 4th, 1954. It is a disturbing tale. Marilyn Shepherd, the wife of physician Sam Shepherd, was bludgeoned to death in her bed. Dr. Shepherd was the chief suspect, and his murder trial was called a media circus decades before O.J. Simpson ever entered a courtroom. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett explores the details of this historic case and how it's continued to live on in popular culture.
Okay, we're recording now. No.
Speaking into a tape recorder in 1966 while reflecting on his life, Sam Shepherd was feeling a bit sheepish about his notoriety.
Just my name. If I was somebody else, I'd be sick of the name Sam Shepherd.
As he sat in front of the microphone, Shepherd recalled the events of the previous decade, the murder of his wife Marilyn, the subsequent criminal trial that fingered him as the culprit and sent him to prison, the U.S. Supreme Court judgment that overturned his conviction, citing prejudicial pretrial publicity, and the second trial that made him a free man.
There was no proof of my guilt. There is no proof of my guilt. There never will be, because I'm not guilty.
Sitting behind the controls of the tape recorder, writer Bill Levy listened to Sam Shepherd tell his story for 40 hours. Levy had covered the original trial as a reporter, and now he was gathering information for the memoir that he would ghostwrite for Shepherd. Today, Bill Levy says he felt a bit conflicted working on that book.
There was never any question in my mind but that he did it.
Their book, Endure and Conquer, quickly became a bestseller. The public just couldn't get enough of Marilyn Shepherd's unsolved murder, the mystery further enhanced by her husband's well-publicized dalliances with other women.
Sex, beautiful people, murder, lies, you know, everything that you needed. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up.
The Shepherd story has been told in several nonfiction books over the years. It was also said to be the basis for the popular 1960s TV drama The Fugitive, about a Midwest doctor accused of murdering his wife. The lead actor was the soulful-eyed David Janssen, playing a man on the run from the police and in pursuit of the real killer.
Pictures in every police station in the country. I found my wife beaten to death. I was convicted.
In 1993, an equally popular film version of the story was released, starring Harrison Ford as the wrongly convicted doctor. The creators of The Fugitive always denied any connection between their story and the Shepherd case, but Cleveland State University law professor Patricia Falk doesn't buy it.
It's hard to believe that the case didn't in one way or another influence the series. It has leaked into our popular culture. I remember watching that series growing up and being fascinated. Is he ever going to find the person who did it? And isn't that what we all want? And unfortunately, in real life, we don't always get that.
Adam Ross's 2010 mystery novel, Mr. Peanut, also tells the story of a man charged with murdering his spouse. The detective investigating the case is a fictionalized version of Sam Shepherd, who has taken a new line of work after leaving prison. Ross sees the Shepherd story as a metaphor for the dual-edged nature of marriage.
Anyone who loves their spouse and, you know, has enjoyed a long-term successful marriage wants to be their spouse's hero, like David Janssen or Harrison Ford. At the same time, anyone who's been married a long time can imagine themselves, if not being the murderer of their spouse, can certainly imagine wanting to be free of them.
Marilyn Shepherd's death on July 4, 1954, turned out to be the first of many tragedies to beset the Shepherd family. In the aftermath of the murder, Sam's mother died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and his father died of cancer. After spending 10 years in prison, Shepherd tried returning to medicine, only to lose his license after a botched surgery. Deprived of his livelihood, writer Bill Levy says Sam Shepherd parlayed his physical strength into a new career.
And Sam became a professional wrestler and wrestled under the name of Killer Sam, and eventually died of an overdose of pills and vodka.
A bizarre coda to a tragic story that continues to fascinate the public. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.